people, like they did this survey and they're just pushing everybody.
Yeah, because throwing axes is a great first date.
Seems like a really good
you
one.
You just go down there and hold the target.
Yes, yeah, that seems awesome. What could go wrong?
We'll see. You know, if this can stand the test of an hour,
find out quick. Maybe, depending on their aim. We will take a break. We'll get to CBS News. When we come back, we'll be joined by our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center right here on Mornings at WFHR.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The special counsel overseeing the investigations into former President Trump now want to talk to former Vice President Mike Pence. White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
Sources confirmed to CBS News that the former vice president has been subpoenaed by special counsel Jack Smith, who for months has been overseeing the Justice Department's investigation into a wide range of matters involving former President Trump. Reports indicate Smith is most interested in hearing from Pence about Trump's efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election in the lead-up to the attack on the Capitol on January 6th.
President Biden is still getting criticized for not shooting down that Chinese balloon sooner. He defended his decision on Telemundo.
This thing was gigantic. What happened if it came down and hit a school in the rural area? What happened if it came down? So I told them, as soon as they can shoot it down, shoot it down. They made a wise decision. They shot it down over water, recovering most of the parts, and they're good.
The earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria is now the world's deadliest in more than a decade. The death toll, over 20,000. Rescue teams are racing against the clock to find survivors. CBS's Chris Livesay.
Almost 100 hours since the earthquake, and time is running out. But not for 17-year-old Adnan Muhammad Korkut, an overjoyed mother, brother, and his rescuer. I have a son just like you, she says. I haven't slept for 4 days trying to get you out.
Two people were killed, including a 6-year-old boy, when a car crashed into a bus stop in East Jerusalem in what police are calling a suspected ramming attack. Police said the driver was shot dead by an officer who was at the scene. Police in Harford County, Maryland, have a suspect in custody accused of shooting two police officers. Sheriff Jeff Gaylor.
Time was on our side. We had eyes on the suspect. We had him pinned down. He was hunkered down.
Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman still in the hospital after feeling lightheaded 2 days ago. KYW radio reporter Tim McLaughlin tells us they've ruled out another stroke.
The senator's doctors are now monitoring him with an EEG for signs of a seizure. But so far, according to a statement from his Senate office, there are no signs of that either.
Student athletes in Florida will not have to report details of their menstrual cycles to school officials in order to play high school sports. They're now removing all questions about it from medical forms required to participate. Jessica Carter is a track coach at a high school in Miami. She's happy about the change.
Like my husband, when he goes to the doctor with the girls, they'll look at him like, can you leave the room? So if they're like that with their dad, can you, you know, imagine that situation with a coach?
The move was highly criticized. Critics said the information was a violation of students' privacy. This is CBS News.
Attention business owners. Stop throwing your hard-earned money away on rent. Imagine owning your own building and saving thousands every year. Sound impossible? Not if you use General Steel. General Steel can help you save thousands by owning your own custom-designed building. Just call 888-98-STEEL or visit buygeneralsteel.com to see how much money you can save with General Steel. Our buildings come with a 50-year warranty, and thousands of companies, from Fortune 500 corporations to startups, have trusted the General with their building needs.
If you need to expand or start a new business, you really need General Steel.
I'm very impressed with General Steel. Everyone's been extremely helpful. I'd recommend General Steel to anyone looking to build a steel building.
Stop wasting money on rent. Call 888-98-STEEL or visit buygeneralsteel.com to find out what General Steel can do for your home or business. That's 888-98-STEEL. Our team will answer your questions and offer you a customized quote. Just call 888-987-8335 now or buygeneralsteel.com.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. It is 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James, joined by Terry Johns.
Good morning.
And we're joined right now by our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
Happy Friday to you, Paul.
Yeah, to you as well.
We got a nice looking weekend. It's starting. It looks like we got those flurries we were supposed to get and everything. Kind of didn't want to hang out with us in here in the middle of Wisconsin. Just wanted to go southern.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, definitely wanted to stay east and southeast across the state. And it looks like just sunny skies now for the region the next couple of days. So no precipitation events anywhere around the state here this weekend. Mm-hmm. As we do stay with the highs today in the upper 20s with northwest winds at about 10 to 20. Tonight, 15 with a clear to partly cloudy sky. And then smack into some sunshine for Saturday, about 43. Southwest winds 10 to 20. 23 Saturday night, 40 on Sunday, mix of clouds and sun. 25 Sunday night, still warm in the next week, 41. Partly sunny Monday, mid-40s Tuesday. Starting to see some chances for rain showers late Tuesday into Tuesday night. 36 with some little showers Tuesday night. And then still some light showers on Wednesday, 42. 31 Thursday, maybe some light snow chances in that forecast by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad.
No, the sunshine, it looks beautiful out there today.
Yeah. We'll take it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Enjoyable with the sun and the warmer temps to look forward to for the weekend. So,
Have a great weekend, Paul. We appreciate you guys so much. We'll talk again Monday.
Hey, see you, Matt. Sounds good.
Best in the business right there, friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, especially when they give us forecasts like that.
I was going to ask him his game prediction, but...
Then I would, you know... Yeah. I don't know anymore. Yeah. And nowadays, I don't know how much, because with...
What was he going to say? Baseball?
Right.
I'm just wondering. I don't know.
Don't know. We could have found out. We'll have to find out. We'll have to find out about the
big game.
Yes, the big game. We can't say Super Bowl. We just said it. And we're about to say it a bunch more, too. Super Bowl ratings are down a notch from their peak 10 years ago, and the quality of the commercials is down several notches, but the game is still the biggest entertainment event of the year. In a new poll, 50% of Americans say that they expect to watch the Super Bowl this year, which is, if that pans out, would be about 165 million people. But most people don't care who wins. 43% say that they aren't rooting for anybody yet. 30% say that they want the Chiefs to win. 27% want the Eagles to win. So pretty darn close right there. Mm-hmm. 66% of men are mainly tuning in for the game. Another 19% for the commercials. And 12% want to watch Rihanna's halftime show. And women aren't that different either. So 42% of women are excited about the game, 27% about the commercials, and 25% will pay closer attention to Rihanna during the halftime show. So really, actually, pretty close numbers there. Maybe a little different with the halftime show, but not that gigantic of a difference.
Interesting.
This adds up. All the big, you know, sports heads that I listen to and the talking heads and the people that have been covering this game for like 30 years and gone to multiple Super Bowls, they all say this is the worst game to watch in person. Unless you have a rooting interest in the in the team, you don't have as much pull. It's not the same. Football, it means something different when you're rooting for your team as opposed to when you're just rooting for the game. I'm rooting for a good game. I want to see a good game. I love football in its essence. Pop Warner, high school, college, pros, I'll watch all of it. So I'm looking for a good game, but am I going to, you know, be jumping out of my seat and freaking out over anything? Like, probably not. Like, I'm going to be invested in a crazy, exciting play happens. Oh, yeah, I'll be, you know, high-fiving my buddy and all this stuff. But do I care if I'm rooting for the Chiefs to win. If the Eagles win, if it's a blowout, I'm just going to be disappointed that it's not a good game. I'm not going to be that disappointed that Kansas City didn't win.
You don't have the same gusto as when if your team is in it, of course, you're much more invested. Yeah. And you probably do more things. Like you dress up, you know what I mean? You do that kind of stuff. So when your team is in it or your worst team is in it, you know what I mean? Then you're cheering against them like crazy. Yes. But otherwise, I agree. You're just like looking for a good game.
And I'm glad you brought that up too, because this is the sneaky thing about when you kill the villain. Like when you kill the villain at the end of the movie, like there's a reason that doesn't happen in the first 10 minutes of the movie. What would happen with the rest of the movie?
Right.
The heroes are just sitting there drinking coffee the whole game. That's not a very exciting action movie. Like when you get rid of the New England Patriots, when you get rid of the villain that has been for so long, when you even get rid of a villain like Tom Brady, and I'm not talking about him retiring. I mean, when he went to Tampa, like all of a sudden, yeah. Everybody liked Tom Brady. Like it seemed like a lot more people were in, you know, like Tom Brady, but still hated the Patriots, the evil, dark Patriots that keep winning Super Bowls and cheating and all these things. It's good for the game. Like, we may not like seeing the Patriots dominate and win all that and everything, but sports is no different than an action movie. You need a villain. And when you don't have it, it's kind of funny how it works, where it's almost like we're all happy to not see the New England Patriots in the Super Bowl, unless you're from Boston. But outside of that, you're kind of left with this, where it's kind of like, then you don't even have that. It's unlikely that your favorite team is going to be in the Super Bowl every year. Yeah. There's 32 of them. It's pretty hard to do. So at the very least, you have something to root against, like you're talking about. But with this one, I mean, I don't dislike either of these teams or like either of these teams so overwhelmingly that I have a real rooting interest. Again, I just want to see a good game, which is a lazy answer.
But you're cheering for the Chiefs.
Yes, yeah.
You know,
my papa's best friend growing up was from Kansas City, and my papa went to a couple Chiefs games and always talks very highly of Kansas City. And I'm a big Patrick Mahomes fan, like 99% of the world.
See, and I don't know. I think the Eagles are going to win.
Oh, I think the Eagles are going to win. If I'm betting money on it, I'm putting money on the Eagles probably.
So, I mean, I do think that. But, you know, I'm an Andy Reid fan.
Yeah.
Like, I like him. Yeah. And I think what are you laughing about?
No, I'm thinking of the commercial.
Oh, I do. I like
Every
him.
Every time I think of Andy Reid now, I think of that commercial.
Fair enough.
I love that commercial so dang much.
But Green Bay missed out when we passed on him. Like, I think, I don't know. I really like him. And so, nothing at Matt LaFleur, I mean, but you know, you want a coach, you want someone to look at.
Right. I mean, nicely said, Terry. Wow. Nicely said.
I mean, it's a horse apiece. But I still, you know, as much as I like Andy Reid, I think the Eagles are gonna win. But if you're cheering for the Chiefs, then are you serving like chicken wings, you know, like eagle wings for your snacks?
No,
but you should.
I should. You're right. I should. Now that I'm thinking about it, I got a couple days here. I could probably whip some.
You know, you can
I
put like a little that. Sign on them that says eagle wings.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Oh, that's good. That's good. I like that. I'm and you can get some Kansas City barbecue involved in it and everything. Oh yeah, it's really good. I do like Patrick Mahomes a lot. He's a lot of fun to watch. I can't root against Andy Reid. I cannot. Mm-hmm. He's one of my favorite coaches of all time. I've always loved that guy.
I think he's a cool guy.
And now that I see that he's a great actor too, I'm like, I need more of it. We can get to the bottom of this. So good. I'd watch a short film with Andy Reid on a plane doing this to people. Like, I don't care. I just, like, it's too darn good to be. I do think, though, that it's also noteworthy that all this being said, and that many people are still going to be glued to the game. That many people are still going to be watching the game.
But don't you think it's just, for many, it's just the tradition of a get together.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's like a birthday party, or it's like a, you know, it's just an annual time to where people come together. And so it's not even.
Well, and as much as things change, how cool is it that, you know, when we were kids, this was a thing, and here we are at this age and it's still a thing.
Yeah.
Like that's pretty cool. There's not a whole lot like that.
So for me, it's only a thing till halftime's done. And then it's bedtime.
Yeah. Most for a lot of people, I think it's like that. I actually have.
Like, I'm like, you can come over, but you have to leave after halftime.
Yeah. And goodbye.
If you want it to be at our house, then it's done after halftime. If you want us to come to your house, that's fine.
I will, on Monday's morning show, I will have hardly a voice, and I will have like less sleep than usual, which is really bad, really bad.
You should probably just stay up.
Probably. I've done it before. Where you just, it's at a certain point, it's 4 a.m. It's like, okay, this makes no sense. For me, the big fear is sleeping in.
Well, I'm going to be more tired if I go to sleep. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you only have that short window of time.
To kind of piggyback off of what you're kind of saying there, Terry, as far as people like caring about the game or even knowing the game, this Sunday is the Super Bowl, with a decent chunk of Americans will watch and secretly pretend they know what's happening, like the World Cup, with a bigger chunk of Americans did the same. Offsides. He didn't do anything. Okay, sorry. So it's my friends, I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about with soccer or something. A new poll asked people about their understanding of various sports, and not surprisingly, football is the most widely understood. 36% of Americans say that they know the rules of football inside and out. Another 30% say that they know the rules somewhat well. 17% say that they can only loosely follow football. 14% admit that they have zero idea what's happening, and only 1% of people know what a catch is. Okay, that's not on
what
here.
I just
added that, but they can't make up their mind what a catch is anymore. Come on.
Well, if it touches the ground.
Yeah. Yes. Then it's not a catch.
Not in your control. Agreed. It is not a catch. But you can waste your time out reviewing it.
You can. True. Very true. Nice. Baseball and basketball were close behind with fairly similar percentages, although baseball ranking the highest among women of all sports. 62% of women say that they know baseball rules very well. Overall, volleyball is the next most understood, with 48% of Americans knowing the rules to some degree. Tennis is just behind, followed by boxing. Golf and soccer are tied, with 41% of people knowing the rules, although it seems like soccer has become increasingly popular in recent years, which it has. It has increased quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. Well, and pay attention in gym class, people.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, and it's not the other part of the soccer thing that I don't think is too surprising is that most people, you know, paid attention to the World Cup at least a little bit. And if you were, you probably heard the next World Cup is going to be the North America World Cup. It's going to be taking place here in North America, where you're going to have games in Canada, America, and Mexico.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
It's so awesome. That is really cool. Like, even if you don't care about soccer, I just think that
I think it's neat. Yeah.
To pull that off and to do something like that, incorporate all three countries, the whole continent. That is pretty cool, like that. And we should have a pretty decent team in it, too.
That is awesome.
Of the 10 sports that they asked about, ice hockey was ninth. Just 36% of people say that they know the rules. Rugby was dead last. Only 16% of Americans could walk you through a rugby match. I would say cricket is probably the least sport I understand.
Yeah, I don't know that
I don't know a dang thing of what they're doing in cricket. I some of it looks interesting to me. I think some of it looks like it'd be fun to play, but I don't know a darn thing about it. I don't get it. I've got a lot of friends of mine that like from Europe and stuff, and they'll talk about a cricket match, and I'm just nodding my head. Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. That's it. That's all I got. Can we talk acting? Can we? I know.
Let's talk Madden 2022.
Yeah, something else other than that. I'm not one of these people that gets bent out of shape when people like don't understand something and you got to explain it to them.
But don't insist that you know when you don't know.
Yes, I'd rather that. Don't, you know, because you're not going to, then if you're not having fun, chances are the people around you aren't going to have as much fun. So just, you know, own it. Just go
but
ahead.
You totally like, know I, that I, loud what? Person.
Yes. Oh, I do. Yes, I do. Yes. Yes. And I marvel at how they can. They're not an actor, but yet they do a pretty good job of pulling this off every year.
You know, I think about football and rules. And yes, you do learn some things in gym class. But in high school, mm-hmm. when we tried out for cheerleading, mm-hmm. we had to pass a written test on the rules of the sport that we were trying out for.
Really?
Isn't that kind of cool?
That is really cool.
So it was just, I mean, wow. It was like a one-pager. It wasn't like every single detailed rule. But really? If you were trying out for football or wrestling or basketball or whatever it was, you had to do a written test on the rules so that you understood what you were. I thought that was, I mean, I don't know if I thought it was awesome at the time. I think it's pretty cool now. You know what I mean? Because you do need to know what's going on.
Yeah. I just never heard of that before. Yeah. That is really cool. I like that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And a little after Melissa's news, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. You're definitely going to listen to this one because this is going to be the most interesting star of the day I think we've done.
We are blazing new trails
yes,
here.
Yes, we are. It's all coming up for you on the morning show at WFHR.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Whether in the cold of winter or the storms of spring and summer, make power outages a thing of the past with a standby generator from Econ Electric. Econ Electric is your full-service electrical contractor with commercial, industrial, residential, and 24-hour emergency services. In Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, or Plover, count on Econ Electric to get the job done right. Located at 4610 Plover Road, that's Econ Electric, where every project is done safe, done right, on time, every time.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 27. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows of aloft around 15. Sunny skies tomorrow, high of 43. Dry with temps well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Happy birthday.
What is this?
It's a boy band. That's all I know. It's a boy band. New Kids, Backstreet, Sync Guys. I don't know. Mush them all together. They all just mush together to me. I don't know. There's no difference between any of them. Happy birthday, everybody.
Some Sync Guys.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. And we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open today, 6 to 2, 7 days a week. Usually at 9041 Stanway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. Actually, Misty's is open today, but keep in mind that they are closed Wednesdays and Thursdays in February and for the first 3 weeks of March. They'll be closed February 25th to March 5th as well. They will resume normal hours on March 20th. So that means that they are open today, though.
I hope they're getting a little vacation time in there.
Yes.
I hope it's not just like work, 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 work.
I really hope that they're able to enjoy themselves some. They deserve it. They work so dang hard over there. Big thank you and appreciation to our great friends over at Misty's Menu. I got a shorter list here today and everything, but we're going to go ahead and dive right into it. And let me see. First up, Terry, I need a 1 through 3.
3.
All right, that gives us our qualifier. So first up, want to wish a happy birthday to an old friend of mine, Vince Vital.
Happy birthday.
Vince is a good guy. He's a good guy. Vince is a great actor, too. And wishing him a good birthday. Happy birthday to Betsy Mansell.
Happy birthday, Betsy.
We hope you enjoy your day, Betsy. Have a great one. And we also want to wish a very happy birthday to Gwen Ostasowski. She is our qualifier today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, have a great birthday, Gwen. We hope it's a good one for you, and you are our qualifier. Going on to on Saturday, we have known birthdays or anniversaries.
Oh, well, for Saturday, I'd like to wish my good friend Sue Bujak a happy birthday. So, happy birthday, Sue.
Hey, happy birthday, Sue. Happy birthday. And we're going to put your name in on the qualifier.
Oh, awesome.
So we got one on Saturday,
cool.
Then. That's good. And then nobody that can qualify on Sunday, but we do have a unique, special birthday. Happy birthday to my papa this Sunday. My papa is Jim Maloff, the second Jim, is going to be celebrating. He's, the architect of our family, you know? I mean, he's the... everything, because my dad was a huge influence, and I love my dad. My dad and I, and he'd be the first to tell you this, growing up, kind of more my best friend, my first best friend than anything else. My papa was such an influence on me as a man, as teach me what to be a man and all these things. And not going overboard on this stuff or anything, but he taught me to swim. He taught me how to drive a boat, how to drive, in essence. So many different things.
Probably set you straight a few times.
More than that. More than that. Because there's...
That's important, too.
There's no way without him and my Nana that I'm here today. And it's not trying to be dramatic about it or anything. It's just where I was and the path I was on. If my parents don't send me up here and my Nana and Papa aren't willing to take me in, after they already got done raising 7 kids who were supposed to be retired living in Rome and all that, there's just no way I'm here. And I'm living with my papa for a couple months, and I've told this story before, but it just gives a real good idea of the man, where he's got me doing these chores around the house and keeping busy. And one day I go out, he tells me to go out and chop wood. And I'm like, Papa, I've never done it. So he goes out there to show me, puts a block down, chops it one try, and is like, all right, you give it a shot. And so after a couple times, I started to get it. And then I'm out there and I'm chopping, and I'm like, well, wait a minute. It's like 99 degrees outside. Why am I chopping wood for a fireplace? This makes no sense. Like, you just, is my papa mad at me? Like, what's going on? So I'm all grumpy and everything, and I bring all the wood and I set it all up, and the rest of the day goes by or whatever. get to around this time of year, and he Jimmy, go get some firewood. So I go out there and I grab the pieces that I had chopped that summer and I bring them in. And he looks at me and he goes, "That's why." Real excited. "That's why." And I'm like, what are you talking about? I have no idea what he's talking about or anything. I'm just bringing firewood. And he's like, "Jimmy, that's why you chop that firewood in the summer. So you don't got to be out there in the middle of the winter doing it." And it was a simple little thing that he told me. And it took him months to teach me this lesson, of course. But I carry that lesson with me every day of my life. I am a planner. I am a person that thinks ahead. I am good in radio in part because of him, because of that lesson. There's no way I'm anything of the man I am today. Anything you like about me probably comes from my papa. Probably all stems from there. Awesome. Wishing him a very happy birthday down there in Georgia. Pop, I'll talk to you very soon. Take a look at some celebrity birthdays real quick. Chloe Grace Moretz is 26. If I Stay, the Carrie remake, Suspiria. She's been in a bunch of stuff. Good young actor. Let me see here. Emma Roberts is 32, another good young actress from American Horror Story and Scream Queens. She is the niece of Julia and Eric Roberts.
Huh.
I don't think I knew that, even though I saw Roberts in her name. I don't know, never really thought about that. Craig Campbell is 44 years old, country singer. Elizabeth Banks is 49. She is Elfie in The Hunger Games. She was in the Lego Movie. She's in the Pitch Perfect movie. She plays Gale.
Oh, that's where. Okay, I was like, I know that name, but
she's
I didn't know where.
Director now.
Okay.
But she's good. She's good. Laura Dern is 56. She's Vice Admiral Holbo in Star Wars. She was in, of course, she won an Oscar for Marriage Story. Laura Dern, very good actor. Let's see here. Mark Spitz is 73. Mark Spitz, winner of 7 gold medals in swimming in the 72 Olympics, and he set world records in all 7 events. Heck of an American athlete right there. The great Roberta Flack is 86 today. Killing Me Softly, The First Time I Ever Saw Your Face, The Closer I Get to You, Where Is the Love? Roberta Flack got a nice career. Mm-hmm. Nice career. Robert Wagner, 93. DiNazzo's dad on NCIS, as some younger people may know him from that, or maybe Dr. Evil's henchman number 2 in Austin Powers, but you and I know him from Heart to Heart.
I was like, wait a minute, come on. Yeah, I know I'm thinking of the right person.
Robert Wagner, nice career for him. And some people no longer with us anymore, like Lon Chaney Jr., born in 1906, passed away in 1973. He was the original Wolfman.
Oh, okay.
And Cliff Burton, born in this day in 1962, passed away in 1986. Metallica's original bassist passed away when their bus flipped over back in 86. And he was only 24, but it really changed the shape of that band, of course. And I just wanted to take a quick look at Saturday and see any celebrities out there for that one. Let's see here.
Nope.
Oh, Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer right. Aniston on Saturday. Going to be 54 for Jennifer Aniston. I like her. Sheryl Crow will be 61 on Saturday.
I like Sheryl Crow.
And some people no longer with us that would have celebrated birthdays on Saturday. The great Burt Reynolds, born in 1936, passed away in 2018. Love Burt. Love Burt Reynolds.
Smokey and the Bandit.
Yes, yes. And Leslie Nielsen, born in 1926, passed away in 2010. Leslie Nielsen, the guy that made me believe I could do comedy.
You cannot not love him.
You can't. I mean, like, you can't not. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Just one of the greats. One of the good ones right there. Thomas Edison, born on Saturday as well.
Noteworthy for sure.
Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, just some quick look. Ooh, Christina Ricci, born 43. Sorry, that's so bad.
Would you take her to the movies?
She's a good actor. She's a good actor, too. She's a good actor. Very good actor. Oh, my gosh. Michael McDonald is 71. Michael McDonald, 71. He's got one of those voices.
You look like a bird when you do that. When your lip. Because
you got to really get into it. You can't. Only Michael McDonald can hit those notes. Only. All of us are just doing bad impressions of him otherwise. 71 for Michael McDonald. I mean, just one of the more classic, singers, but just also noteworthy because of the extension of his career. What's interesting about Michael McDonald is he had this big career, has his stuff with Kenny Loggins and all that, and has some good stuff solo-wise, but then has this kind of re-jump to his career when all of a sudden a little mutant song comes out, and when we're, I think, juniors in high school, regulators, mount up. And Regulate from Warren G and Nate Dogg comes out. That uses a sample from one of his songs, and it becomes like they go, they reach out to him, and they're like, hey, we'd really like to use this. Can we use it for your song? And Michael McDonald's like, well, yeah, go right ahead. That's fine. That's pretty cool, actually. I like what you guys did there and stuff. And it changed the game because all of a sudden people realized, wait a minute, not only can I get a little bit of royalties from this and everything, but all of a sudden my song that was popular in 1981 is popular in 1996 and like making me a ton of money
all
off
over
of it.
Again with different with the next generation.
And yeah. All I had to do was say yes to this instead of fighting them in court right. or any of these things. Like it's really cool to see an artist. He was like one of the first, if not, I think the first artist to kind of do that. So not only the, maybe one of the most recognizable voices ever, but also a pretty cool human being, I think, too. You go talk to him. Judy Blume, 85 on Sunday. The great Judy Blume, I should say. Super Fudge, Tales of the Fourth Grade, Nothing, Are You There, God?
Did you read any of those? Margaret.
I believe all of them, actually, because my mom was such a big reader. Yeah. It was so important to her to read. And during the summer when there wasn't as much and we didn't have things like the Great Imagination Library or something like that, those were her go-to, one of her go-to authors. It was more about the author for her than it was the book. And she's a big Judy Blume fan.
But Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret. I mean, I remember that was like a big, you know what I mean? I think our library at school had like one copy and every girl was waiting for it.
Yeah, yeah. A classic book. Like it still, to this day, I think holds up.
I think it's still one of those ones.
And also born on Sunday, the great Bill Russell would have been 89, born in 1934, passed away in 2012. I like to say that Michael Jordan was the greatest I ever saw, but the greatest basketball player of all time is Bill Russell. 12 championships.
Isn't that cool?
One of those he won as a player coach. Nobody's ever doing that again.
Like, they get rings for that?
Yeah, I think so.
So what do you do about that?
Yeah, I don't know how you did. I don't know how you worked that. Yeah.
But which one do you double up?
As great as Bill,
one's
as great as Bill Russell was as a player, you could make the argument even a better human being. And one of the greatest smiles of all time. I was talking about Donald Driver the other day one of the best NFL smiles ever.
Absolutely.
Bill Russell right up there, too, with the greatest sports smiles of all time. And Abraham Lincoln would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday. Born in 1809, passed away in 1865. The 16th president of these United States, faces on the penny, did quite a bit for our country and had a really nice job in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. I thought he was very good in that movie. I thought he did a nice job. Thanks. I am bad. We will keep
and
moving.
And we digress.
We keep moving, yes. A big happy birthday to everybody celebrating out there. We wish you a great one. Enjoy and get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to us. info@wfhr.com, james@wfhr.com. We want to celebrate with you. Again, a very happy birthday to Betsy Mansell, to Vince Vital, and to our qualifier, Gwen Osowski. And on Sunday, I want to wish a very happy birthday to... Oh, wait a minute. No, Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, Sue Bujak. Happy birthday, Sue.
Happy birthday, Sue. And on Sunday, big happy birthday to you, Papa. Enjoy your day. We'll get to Melissa's news. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. It's going to be interesting. It's coming up right here on WFHR.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Powers Bluff Winter Recreation Area in Wood County has closed their tubing and downhill skiing because of the warm temperatures and loss of snow. The Wood County Parks and Forestry Department announced the snowmobile trails maintained by the Bakerville Snow Rovers will close at 8 a.m. on Saturday, February 11th. All other snowmobile trails in Wood County remain closed due to lack of snow. Belts' Dairy Store of Stevens Point and the Wisconsin Dairy State Cheese Company of Rudolph are joining 11 other Wisconsin companies and cooperatives submitting entries in the United States Championship Cheese Contest. The competition for the coveted title of the U.S. Champion 2023 takes place February 21st through the 23rd in Green Bay. A donated building in Marshfield may become the new location for the city's police department. The owner of the Wildwood Plaza donated the property known as the Buffalo Building to the city. The police department uses three buildings in the downtown area and have outgrown the space constructed in 1981, mostly because of the requirements for evidence storage. They are running a study on what renovations would need to be done to the donated building, analyzing the building's life expectancy, and estimating future maintenance and replacement costs for the next 20 years before they move ahead. The opportunity to get free COVID-19 test kits will soon be ending. With the federal government planning to end the national public health emergency this spring, vaccines and at-home test kits will come with a cost. Moderna and Pfizer both plan to increase the cost of their vaccines 3 to 5 times what the government was paying. Right now, you can still get free at-home COVID-19 test kits from COVID.gov and SayYesCOVIDHomeTest.org. If approved, Wisconsin veterans will receive more support in Governor Tony Evers' 2023-25 executive budget. These proposed initiatives would provide millions of dollars in tax relief for veterans and surviving spouses and expand property tax credits to veterans who rent their homes. It would also provide financial support for mental health and education needs. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on your locally grown radio station.
Hey guys, Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and what better way to say I love you than with a bouquet of fresh flowers from Angel Gardens. Angel Gardens has a great selection of fresh flowers, as well as Valentine cards, balloons, plush bears, and more. Stop by Angel Gardens, 2210 Kingston Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Call them at 715-423-6100 or order online at www.angelfloraldesigns.com. Angel Gardens delivers to homes and businesses in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Hey Badger fans, heard about the Varsity Collective yet? The Varsity Collective was created by Wisconsin alumni with three goals. First, to help Badger student athletes maximize their name, image, and likeness opportunities in college and beyond. Second, to support Badger student athletes in the classroom and life through our mentorship program. And third, to facilitate charitable partnerships throughout the Badger community. The best part, you can be part of it. Learn how to support our Badger student athletes at thevarsitycollective.com. That's thevarsitycollective.com.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Ample sunshine expected today with highs around 27. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows of aloft around 15. Sunny skies tomorrow, high of 43. Dry with temps well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV show theme song, though hopefully.
What we're about to do is unprecedented.
Yes, it's unprecedented. It's never been done before in Star of the Day. This is going to be
exciting.
Do not
try this at home.
I mentioned earlier our computer is not working. That's where we usually get our audio for the show here, and unable to use that today. So Terry and I are improvising a little bit. So bear with us and also have some fun with it. If you have not won anything in 30 days, get ready to call 424-2600. Let Terry and I know what TV theme song this is. You know, maybe the actor that's in it or something like that. Any of the above. And you'll win two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. We got your Friday dinner covered right here. So get ready to call 424-2600 and let us know what TV theme song this is from.
Listen to my story about a man named Jed. A poor mountaineer barely kept his family fed. And then
ooh, got a caller. Got a caller. Let's see. Good morning. What a movie is that? What TV show is that?
That is a Beverly Hillbillies.
Yes, yes, nicely done. Well done. Congratulations. And thank you so much for listening and playing along. That worked. It worked, Terry.
See? We got this.
Terry was playing it off her phone up against the microphone, so we weren't sure how well this was going to work. That was better than me singing.
It was either that or sing, yeah. So we did save you.
Come listen to a story. No, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. Can I get your first name?
My first name is Nancy.
Nancy, thank you so much. Nancy, what town are you calling us from?
Wisconsin Rapids.
All right, got ourselves a Rapids winner. Nancy, thank you so much. Big fan of the show, Beverly Hillbillies?
Oh, yeah, that's from my generation. So, yeah, that was an easy one for me.
Maya, Nana loved that show so much growing up. You could, she'd hear the theme music, and she'd come bustling in with her laundry or something like that. Like, she'd go, oh, I gotta see
this. My dad always tries to get my kids to watch it. You know, when it's on, like, the reruns, and they just kind of look at him sideways, like, yeah, we don't think so.
Look back, and that was a pretty original, fun show. Like, it was a pretty fun show back in the day. It was a good one. Nancy,
yes,
thank you.
Yes, it was.
Thank you so much for listening and playing along. Just hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air, and I will get my agent's number for you because you're our newest star of the day.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. That was a lot of fun. And a big thank you, of course, to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Been doing this with us for at least 4 or 5
Ever.
Years. I mean,
forever.
It feels like forever. It really does.
It's awesome.
Get some Culvers in your life. Visit the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Say hi to them. Wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. We're going to hang out with Nancy for a moment. Come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Mama, what does the chicken say?
Chicken. Oh, okay.
And a wolf?
Oh, a wolf.
What about the tiny dog? Cat. Aww. Owl.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Dolphin? What does the turkey say?
Whale.
Do the giraffe.
Giraffe, really? Okay. Giraffe.
You're not going to get it all right. Just make sure you nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Get it right.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
FarmSafe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org, a public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Bright sunshine expected this afternoon with highs around 27. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 15. Tonight, clear skies. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 43. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 16.
Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got the gang back together here. Terry hanging out with us. And Terry, want to send a big shout out to Nancy in Wisconsin Rapids. A big thank you to her. And we also want to remind everybody that we've got a fun giveaway going on right now with our friends at Stone Age Gem. They have this Ethiopian opal ring for Valentine's Day they are giving away.
Yeah, if you hop on Facebook and go to WFHR, mm-hmm. you can there's actually a little video of it. You can see the ring, mm-hmm. and all you have to do is tell your story of how you met your significant other.
That's it. That's all you got to do is share that. It's a Facebook-based company, Stone Age Gem, so that's where you want to go. Go to Stone Age Gem to make any orders that you might want to make, because you're probably going to see what they got, and you're going to want to make some orders. You can go to their page or our Facebook page, as Terry mentioned there, and leave your story. How did you meet your significant other? Share those stories with us, and entries must be posted by noon on Valentine's Day. The winner will be chosen by Travis, the owner, for best story, and the winner will be announced via Facebook and right here on these airwaves Wednesday, February 15th. So you don't have a whole ton of time to do this, but thankfully you don't
to make up your story.
Yeah, you don't have a whole lot to do here. You don't have to make anything up. Just share a great
just share
great
your story.
Share it there on the Facebook page,
and you can share it even if it's not great.
Yes,
Sometimes there's bumpy starts.
I've had friends of mine say, oh, I've got a horrible story or whatever. They tell me this story and I'm like, yeah, but you guys have been together like 10 years or whatever. Like, that's a good story.
Yeah,
like,
maybe it's a resilience story,
yes,
right?
Yes. Like, one of my best friends, his wife of almost 20 years now, wow. They met and it was a horrible first date. It couldn't have gone worse. But they just felt like, oh, we should give this a second shot. And here they are like almost 20 years later. Like, you just never know. So do share those stories. Again, Stone Age Gem Minerals and More. Go to that Facebook page or type that into your search bar. It should pop up. Otherwise, you can go to our Facebook page. We encourage you to do that. A big good morning to Travis and the gang over at Stone Age Gem. Wishing them a great good morning. This is a fun contest. This is a completely original ring, by the way. Nobody else is going to have a ring like this. This is an Ethiopian opal ring that is original. It's going to be custom built for your size and the way you want it. So unique. Like, we get to give away stuff all the time, but to give away something this unique is very cool.
Yeah, it is awesome.
Again, go to our Facebook page or Stone Age Gem Minerals and More, and leave your wonderful origin story of how you met your other significant other.
Did you say other significant other? That's probably not
did I say it that way? I didn't mean to. If I did, I did not mean it that way. Yes, this
How about just your one significant other?
Well, that's better than... This is a better contest because I wanted to do best pickup lines or something like that. This is much better. This is way better than that. And it's even more better than how did you meet your secret family? How did you... Wait, what? That doesn't seem like a good contest. Something that for years we've been taught and thought was a bad thing could be good, and that could be basically anything right now. That could lead to just about anything right now. It could be a confusing time. Turns out your hatred of Brussels sprouts as a kid may have helped your family dog live longer. A new study found giving dogs table scraps can actually be good for them, but it doesn't apply to all table scraps. Researchers at the University of Helsinki say scraps made of non-processed foods are better for dogs than most dry food, which tends to be highly processed. They looked at the diets of more than 8,500 young dogs and puppies.
That's a decent sample
size.
Nice
chunk right there. And asked their owners what kind of health issues the dogs experienced. Around 20% ended up with digestive issues later in life, like vomiting, diarrhea, low appetite, all that stuff.
Fun.
Yeah, but dogs that regularly ate table scraps were 23% less likely to have those issues.
You know, I still call him a puppy. He's a year and a half old, so I guess he's still a puppy, right?
Yeah.
So our dog right now, we're kind of going through that. Like, he's just having, you know, he was having some skin issues and whatever, and they're saying it's food. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I'm better off to, and I'm not, I'm just saying, but I'm better off to just cook him food.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what they...
So in my spare time, and I'm not doing that, but we have, you know, dramatically changed his diet, and it's made a difference.
With some of these, that's really good to hear. And with any dog breed, that's almost the first case. Certainly, it could be sometimes they're not active enough if they need that, or they're not getting outside enough, or whatever. They're you know, living, breathing creatures too. They have feelings, and they can be moody and stuff, and have bad feelings, you know, be all that stuff too. But more times than not, it's their diet. But this is going to become more and more an issue. I mean, certain breeds, at least, that have been kind of overbred. Or maybe shouldn't have been bred, you know?
Or maybe they're just more, I mean, just more sensitive in general.
Yeah,
Like our last dog was a lab, and he was so resilient, like, to everything. Yes, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I say we'll never have another dog that great.
Yeah.
No offense, Rex, but you kind of suck
Rex,
compared to
poor
Max.
Rex.
But
it's always
you know what I mean? But
I
just wonder if it has to do with breed too, you know, like just what their sensitivities are, but the change in food has made a huge difference.
I appreciate the notes on that too, because I think that's one of those things that can, sometimes it's Occam's razor. I mean, the simplest answer is the solution.
Well, and I'm not a fan of feeding him table scraps, because I don't want him at the table begging.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I don't want him being a pest,
mm-hmm.
but the idea of scraping him your vegetables, I guess. Don't tell my kids. No, my kids like vegetables. But that is interesting. Makes sense.
Giving them human food as a meat can also be good. Puppies that ate things like meat, fish, and eggs and a few times a month were 22% less likely to have problems. So whether it's human food or dog food, avoiding processed stuff is key. They also found one thing that was even worse for their digestive system was dry food. More worse for their digestive system than dry food was dogs that are given rawhide chews, as puppies, mm-hmm. were 117% more likely to end up with digestive problems. I used to be guilty of those, like a lot of people, I think, of buying those. Cause
oh, sure.
We like to make dogs happy. We like to give them, and they don't have a whole lot to enjoy in life. They don't have a lot of TV shows to flip through or music to listen to or anything. So what do they have? Eating. Like, eating and humping. Like, that's it.
Chewing.
That's all they got. And one of those, most of them can't do. So give them the food. Give them enough food. That's what we want to do. And rawhide.
Give them the treats.
Rawhide, those things. Oh, they last a little longer because it takes some time to chew,
sure.
and all this. But I don't think that any of us really thought giving those to them was like the best thing we could be given. They're like plastic, basically.
Yeah.
And 117%. Like, that's overwhelming numbers right there.
You know, all of our dogs have really loved a good pig's ear.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah,
when you get those, and they say those are fine. You know, like, those are a good,
whatever.
Although they do eat them much faster. You're right.
Yeah.
You know, so the whole idea in the past of the rawhide, but again, we learn, right? And we know now that's not a good choice. Mm-hmm. So avoiding that for your dogs is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Not too interesting, but maybe a little interesting here. I don't know if this is a surprise story of the day or not, but interesting that liquor sales just passed beer sales for the first time ever. This has never happened before since the beginning of collecting these numbers and everything. Spirits made up 42.1% of all alcohol sales in the U.S. last year, according to a new report, just enough to beat out beer by 41%. Wine is a distant third at 16%. It's the 13th year in a row liquor sales have gained. Two decades ago, wasn't even close. Beer was at 54%. Liquor was at 30%.
Why do you think that is?
Well, one big reason for it is canned cocktails are getting more popular.
You know, that's a good point.
Sales for pre-mixed cocktails were up almost 36% last year. Tequila and mezcal are getting more popular too, with 17% bump. Then whiskey is next. Sales of American whiskey like Jack Daniel's jumped 10.5%. Irish whiskey 7%. Scotch 4%. Gin 3%. Vodka and rum kind of stayed pretty flat, stayed about the same.
But you're right. All of those canned or bottled hard liquor drinks now, if you think about that, I was, you know, 5-10 years ago, those didn't really exist,
yeah,
right? Like a
yeah.
mixed drink, you had to make a mixed drink. You couldn't buy it already pre-made.
Brandy and cognac were the only types of booze that saw a significant drop in popularity. Sales fell about 12% for those two. which is very weird and very interesting, especially with what we're, you know, I was about to join you on the whole, what you were saying there. I agree with what you were saying.
Although, you know what, when you think about those, because if they're saying the biggest growth is in pre-mixed stuff, mm-hmm. you know, canned or bottled.
Yeah.
When you think about that, if you're looking at the selection, you don't really see brandy drinks. Mm-hmm. You see like the Jack Daniels, like all the different flavored coolers, and you see the margaritas with the tequila and all that kind of stuff in it, the seltzer waters. But you don't see brand, you know, like I don't see a bottled brandy old fashioned. I mean, I'd take one, but I don't see them.
Right, right. I don't mean to simplify it or to be kind of like, just look at this basic or anything like that, but I also have never claimed to be smart. We are seeing numbers of things and more seeing of things that people are less and less patient with stuff. They want it now. I think of this and I want it. As soon as I think of it, I want it. I don't want to wait in the fast food line. I don't want to wait for this. I want my photos faster than an hour. I want, you know, all these things.
You are very demanding.
Doesn't it seem like it would make sense that as far as, you know, our relaxing time or however we'd like to word it, alcohol traditionally or spirits traditionally get you, you know, to that moment a lot faster than beer does. And I don't know if that is a little bit of the part of this too.
Alcohol content.
Yeah, like the...
Yeah, that could be. You know, I do think it's interesting. And they are pretty neck and neck, right? Like there's really not a huge difference there. But then I think about all the different beer variety, right? 15 years ago, there weren't this... I mean, there maybe were this many beers, but not when you just walked into the mainstream grocery store.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. There weren't that many options. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just people are just trying more things.
I'm curious, too, because we've all seen in the last 2 years the rise of the seltzers, and everybody's got a seltzer now. Everybody does, like, has a seltzer. It used to just be the White Claw, and then everybody started seeing
that. Some are good,
that.
And some are really not good.
I imagine. I don't know if they consider those beer.
No, because I think not. No, because yeah. I think it's like if
so
you do a homemade.
Cut into your sales too,
right? Because if you make a homemade seltzer, like there's a, you know, like I'll just make it at home, and it's vodka is the alcohol mm-hmm. in them.
There you go. So you're buying vodka, not beer. You're, right. Yep. Yeah. I think that's got as much to do with it as a lot of these other things too.
Yeah.
Just interesting. So I guess this Sunday, you know, help out your beer companies out there and drink
right.
beer. Drink, I don't think they're going to be
hurting
for
Let's get
money.
Up over the little hump. What was the differential, like half a percent?
It was like a percent, like 42 to 41% basically. Barely a full percent. Yeah. I wonder next year we do this story, how it'll look.
I mean, if you and I drink more beer this year, maybe can get it up over the hump.
That should tip it over. Yeah, that should do it. All right. I'm game. We'll do it. We'll do this. We'll do this after. Oh no, we'll do this before, and then we'll do the tubing at Powers Bluff and all that.
Oh
then we'll
no, that no, no! I'll do it after.
After sounds.
If you're
a lot
doing
better.
It before,
after
make sure you bring a helmet.
Yes, yes. So I was going to try to look a little bit more into this, and I did not see a whole lot of other data that other than the things you and I talked about there. So I don't think there's too much more to it. Just a couple of quick hits for the Super Bowl we'll touch on right now, and then we'll come back from our break here after CBS News and everything, and maybe we'll wrap some of them up. It's hard to believe we're already up to Puppy Bowl 19. The rosters are Team Ruff and Team Fluff. They were announced yesterday. The game airs Sunday at 2 Eastern Time on Animal Planet.
You know, that is cute. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I've watched it a bunch of times.
Yeah. It's especially nowadays when you can rewind your TV and stuff, so you can go to that and then you don't have to miss any of the game. You can flip right back to it and everything.
Okay, wait. I have breaking news.
Ooh.
There is a brandy old fashioned in a can.
Really? Really?
So I'm just saying, if that is your interest, you could...
Hold the presses!
You could seek that out. Yes. Thanks, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. That is interesting.
Okay, anyway, are you picking Ruff or Fluff?
I am picking Team Ruff. I'm a homer.
I'm shocked.
I root for Team Ruff all the time. I don't know. Yeah, it's not shocking at all. I don't know why
they carry,
it's not
like,
shocking.
Switchblades?
Hey, what are we doing over here? We doing this or not? Poor other. Hey, well, this is what happens when you leave dogs in shelters too long. All right.
The fluffy ones have on like tiaras and necklaces.
Well,
and
is that
stuff?
This is going to be so much fun.
They're all on pillows.
I like that. Team Ruff. Go Team Ruff. I don't know.
I mean, I would be inclined to pick Team Ruff, but now I'll pick Team Fluff just to be against you.
I will say that I do encourage people this weekend, while you're getting ready for the big game and everything, visit our friends over the, help out our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. They have their Super Snow Sculpture Spectacular happening tomorrow from 9 to 2 over at the Ridges Golf Course and Banquet Center. It is going to be a lot of fun. They're going to have some music. They're going to have a bunch of different stuff. And yeah, it doesn't look like we may have a lot of snow and everything.
They truck
for
the snow
it.
In.
But they do that. Yeah. And, you know, they're still going to have a great fun, a good time, and still raising a lot of funds and a lot of money for a very, very good cause. Our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society, like all the humane societies in our listenership and wherever you're listening to us, do some vital work in our community that you would notice if it was gone. You would notice if it was missing.
Sure.
And that's just helping the animals. Think about all the relationships that they have that have been built over the years at that humane society. People like my parents going there twice to get a dog and having a new furry friend that, you know, my mom and dad will be the first ones to tell you that their lives just wouldn't be the same without that little furry guy. And there's so many other people out there that can relate to that. Think about that. It is cat season, so they could really use, you know, wet cat food. If you have extra, maybe you can drop it off. Maybe if you are interested in volunteering or something like that, in March, they'll be opening that back up. There's always things that you can do to help out with the Humane Society. Visit them at swchs.com. Be sure to follow along on their Facebook page as well. Be listening every Thursday around this 9 o'clock hour for our Pet of the Week.
You had a little spunky guy here yesterday.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That was awesome.
That guy really tested my improv skills. He was all up on me while I'm talking and everything.
I was laughing because every once in a while you hear a little bark.
Yeah, it was good. It was fun. Shout out to Madison and our friends over at the Southwood County Humane Society.